Setting aside land for wildlife is becoming a big trend among corporations in the U.S. For example, near its plant in Muscatine, Iowa, the Monsanto Company set aside a 500-acre sand prairie. It's home to some rare species, including the Illinois mud turtle. Just outside of New York City, ExxonMobil is protecting 750 acres as a habitat for birds like wild turkeys and wood ducks. Bob Johnson is president of the Wildlife Habitat Council. The council brings together businesses and environmental groups to conserve and restore natural areas. His group has helped set up hundreds of wildlife preserves at corporate facilities.
Most of our members are probably not recognized as being very green, and I think that is really changing now because many companies are trying to find ways of being a lot more conscientious about materials and energy. But the real bottom line is habitat. Habitat is the greatest factor in the control of the decline of species on the planet. So I think companies are realizing this, that this is important for them to do.
Johnson says there are lots of advantages to being green in the world of business. Studies show that employees are happier and more productive when they work for a business that shares their values. Also, it's much less expensive to maintain a wildlife habitat than to fertilize and mow several acres of grass. Bridget Burnell works at a new General Motors assembly plant near Lansing, Michigan. Burnell is an environmental engineer. She oversees 75 acres on the factory grounds that's been set aside as wildlife habitat.
What we're walking up to right now is the first major wetland that you come across. This is what all the employees can see as they're driving on the main road east of the plant.
It's an unlikely spot for a wildlife refuge. On one side, a sprawling automobile factory. On the other, the intersection of two major highways. It's noisy, but still somehow serene. Birds, turtles, muskrats, and frogs all live here undisturbed. A great blue heron is flying over the wetland, and in the distance we see three white-tailed deer. Burnell says on nice days, teams of employees come here to take care of the grounds, and sometimes they work with community groups.
We've had about 20 events this year that we've had different community organizations out here. Some of it's directly related to educational type things, like learning about the wetlands and the prairie and different types of habitat. And others are specific to a particular project, maybe wood duck boxes or songbird boxes, that type of thing.
This factory is the only automotive plant to receive certification from the U.S. Green Building Council for environmental design and construction. GM saves about $1 million a year in energy costs and more than 4 million gallons of water. And although there's no direct cost savings on a wildlife habitat, GM is finding that preserving natural areas can improve the company's image in the community and also with its customers and investors. Bob Johnson of the Wildlife Habitat Council says these wildlife projects are attractive to green investors who choose stocks based on how a company deals with the environment. He says some investors believe that environmental responsibility is a reflection of how a business is managed. And a lot of that information is available on the internet.
The individual on the street can do that today. They can evaluate this kind of information and make judgments. So I think people are looking for ways of distinguishing where they're placing their resources.
Johnson says since corporations are the largest group of landholders, they're in a good position to slow down the fragmentation of wildlife habitat. He says corporate leaders are discovering that with a little effort, they can win friends and gain a competitive advantage. For the Environment Report, this is Gretchen Millick.